These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Wayne, I'm 41, I'm a building works supervisor from Middlesex.
I'm Emily, I'm 25, an auditor from Worcestershire.
I'm Ruth, I'm 39, I'm a community home manager from Pontypridd.
I'm Dave, I'm 51, and I'm a radio presenter from North Yorkshire.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Wayne. Welcome to the show, Wayne.
Thank you very much, Brad.
You're a building work supervisor.
Yeah, I work with a team of occupational therapists and I do adaptation works in disabled people's homes.
Ramps and...
Exactly, all the stair lifts.
Yeah.
Level access showers.
Great.
That kind of stuff.
That's a great thing to do. Well, how do you relax? What do you get up to your hobbies?
Well, I write and perform poetry and I like to play chess. I actually learnt to play chess in New York, actually.
Was you working in New York?
I lived out there for 9 years.
Oh, wow. Good for
My
you.
My dad lives out there, so I was... Moved out there with him.
Perfect, yeah. Perfect. All right, good. Well, if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd like to contribute towards my daughter's student loans. If there's anything left after that, I'd put it towards a holiday.
Yeah, or maybe just have an ice cream.
Basically.
Right, what's your daughter's name?
Sinead.
Sinead, right. Let's help Sinead as much as we can. Wayne, this is the cash builder. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck, mate. Your time starts now. Will Tech a Cup of Kindness Yet is part of the chorus of what New Year's song?
Pass.
Auld Lang Syne. When phoning abroad from a UK landline, what are the first two digits dialed?
00.
Correct. Which actor links the films Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Chocolat?
Angelina Jolie.
Johnny Depp. Ice cream cornets are usually what geometric shape?
Cone.
Correct. What's the British name for what Americans call a trash can?
Garbage.
Dustbin. Jordan Stevens and Harley Alexander Sewell make up what hip-hop duo?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Jordan Stevens and Harley Alexander Sewell make up what hip-hop duo?
Pass.
Rizzle Kicks. Which American designer launched the polo line for women in 2014?
Ralph Lauren.
Correct. Hey Girls, the theme tune to what sitcom starring Zooey Deschanel?
Pass.
New Girl. The story, The Emperor's New Clothes. No time to get there for you, Wayne. £3,000.
Okay.
Some tough questions there, I think, to be fair. However, time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the Beast, Mark Levette? He was in Panto at Christmas, Snow White and the Five Dwarfs. It was seven, but he got peckish. Perhaps it's the Dark Destroyer, though, Sean Wallace. He got a rebate from the phone company last week because he hasn't used it in the last couple of years. Or could it be the Cinnamon, Paul Sinner? A tongue so sharp, the last man he played needed 30 stitches after the show. Or maybe it's the governess, Anne Hegarty. You know, I've started to find her strangely attractive, but I'm seeing a therapist to help me cope with it. Who do you want to take on?
I won't mind meeting Anne.
Yeah?
Yeah. She seems quite sweet, actually.
Really?
Underneath that tough exterior.
Here we go. It's time to bring on the chaser. It is the Dark Destroyer himself, the Legal Eagle. Whoa, it's the barrister. One mastermind champ that is Sean Wallace.
So, Wayne the poet, if you knew the answers, you didn't show it.
Well done.
Well done. Let's put some money on the table. £3,000, three steps ahead of the chaser. Now, you can change your starting position if you wish, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you.
£300.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you.
£20,000.
20?
Not enough?
Interesting. It will do, but...
I think you better have a chat with your team.
OK.
Dave.
Well, 20's not a bad offer for first player up, but we want you back on this team, so I would go for the three if I was you.
£3,000.
Ruth!
We really want you to come back and go for the three.
Thank
three.
You. Emily.
Yeah, three is a really, really good strong offer. Take that and get back here.
Thank you, okay, team.
Thank you.
That's all right. Yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah. 300, 3,000, 20,000 pounds. Choice, of course, Wayne, is yours.
I'm going to take the 3,000 pounds, what I earned, Bradley. I want to see what kind of form he's on first. I don't know, so I'll take the 3,000.
Fine. £2,000 it is, Chaser.
You're about to find out.
Let's do Indeed. This. Wayne, for 3,000 pounds, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. According to the credits, which of these TV shows was filmed in Super Mario Nation? A, Thunderbirds, B, Wacky Races, C, Captain Pugwash. You've put Wacky Races.
Yeah. Mario Brothers. I just got that Mario bit from Super Mario Nations, and they got a game called Wacky Races, didn't they? On Nintendo? Maybe.
Don't know. No, oh. I wouldn't know. Okay. You've put Wacky Races. The correct answer is Thunderbirds is the right answer. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put. Okay, goes with Thunderbirds. Yep. Here's your next question. In the Bible, who was the second son of Adam and Eve? A, Abel, B, Cain, C, Seth. You've put Abel.
Yes. Well, we pronounce, we always say Cain and Abel, don't it?
You do, yeah.
So I figured Abel came second.
Yeah, but we also say Morecambe and Wise.
Yeah, or Ant and Dec.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Correct answer is? Abel is right. Step closer home, well done. Chase has put. Goes right with Abel. Here's your next question. Someone described as pusillanimous is what? A, bossy, B, cowardly, C, greedy. You've put cowardly.
It was, yeah.
Guess.
More or less.
Correct answer is?
Oh.
Cowardly. Yeah, yeah. Well played. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. OK, goes with cowardly. How did you get to that? Was that a guess?
Yeah, it was a guess.
Oh. Here's your next question. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want, are lyrics from which Spice Girls song? A, Mama, B, To Become One, C, Wannabe. You've put Wannabe. You know this?
Well, it's that, yeah, I do know it. I'm confident with this answer.
Correct answer is Wannabe's right. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right with Wannabe.
Yeah, it's a worldwide hit in 1996. It was a breakthrough single.
Thank you. Here's your next question. What is the largest part of the human brain? A, the temporal lobe. B, the brainstem. C, cerebrum. You've put cerebrum.
Yes. An educated guess, Bradley.
Correct answer is? It is cerebrum. Oh. Step close to home, well done. Chase has put. Goes right with cerebrum. Remains the two behind. One run from home.
Oh, educated guess using your cerebrum. Next question.
Here's your next question. Good luck. One more and we're through. In the film Interview with the Vampire, who played the interviewed vampire? A, Tom Cruise. B, Brad Pitt. C, Christian Slater. Need an answer?
Vampire, that was.
Need an answer? You've put Brad Pitt.
Both of them was in the film. Brad Ooh. Pitt and Tom Cruise.
Oh, right, yeah.
Them two were the vampires. Christian Slater was the journalist.
OK. If it's Brad Pitt, you're through. First player through, it's good. Correct answer is, good luck. What a play. Well done. Very good. Never seen that film. Never seen it. There you are.
Well played, Wayne.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Good player. First player up and first player through. Well done to you, mate. Yeah, yeah, brilliant, mate. Brilliant. You're pleased with that?
Yes. Yeah. Well done.
Brilliant stuff. Chaser.
Very, very well.
Yeah, and a thoroughly nice chap.
Very nice chap.
Cheers. Next to face the chaser, it's Emily. Welcome to the show, Emily.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it?
Yes, yeah, a bit excited but nervous.
Now, from Worcestershire?
Yeah.
And what is it that you do?
I'm an auditor for a farming company.
Have you always done that?
No, previously I used to work for the Inland Revenue. I was a trainee tax inspector. So my negative reaction I get in our stores is nothing compared to what it used to be when I was the tax inspector coming knocking on doors.
OK, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
My parents live out in France, so...
Is that because you became a tax inspector?
No, they retired out there, so I would like to go out and be able to see them a bit more often than I do with now, so...
All right, let's get you out to see your mum and dad. Yeah. Shall we do that?
Yeah, definitely.
Good luck, Emily. Your
Thank
time
you.
Starts now. The Yard is a short name for what London Police HQ?
Scotland Yard.
Correct. The juice of what citrus fruit is commonly used in a Marie Rose sauce?
Pass.
Lemon. Gerard Depardieu played which character in the Asterix films?
Pass.
Obelix. What aquatic mammals are the main food for polar bears?
Penguins.
Seals. What ITV sitcom is set at the Solana Resort on the Costa Blanca?
Benidorm.
Correct. In 1994, which boxer regained the heavyweight world title aged 45?
Pass.
George Foreman. In the pantomime Cinderella, which character is usually dressed as a bellboy?
Buttons.
Correct. What Breakfast at Tiffany's character was originally called Connie Gustafson?
Audrey Hepburn.
Holly Golightly. Wet chemical and dry powder are types of what emergency appliance?
Fire extinguishers.
Correct. What writing implement gives its name to a thin moustache?
A pencil.
Correct. In what decade did laws allow shots? Not bad, Emily, at all. $5,000.
Ooh.
Happy with five?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it could have easily been seven. However, time now to face the chaser.
Hello, Emily.
Hello.
A trainee tax inspector who became an auditor.
Yes.
You must have even less friends than me.
I imagine you're very popular, Emily. Let's put some money on the table. £5,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you...
All tax-free. £32,000.
Nice offer, thank you. Have a chat with your team. Dave.
Emily, you look so composed and confident answering that. But you're the youngest on our team and we need you back here, so I'd go for the five.
Ruth.
Take the five, get back with us, get back to the final chase.
Wayne.
I would say the same, take the five, we want you back here.
Thank you very much. £1,532,000, what are you thinking?
I'm going to stick with the five, that's what I just got, so stick with it.
I think you're a better player than that myself, but that's only me, Chaser.
So do I, that's why you've got to go.
All right, Emily, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. I wish you well. Here comes your first question. Saying mean as custard instead of keen as mustard is an example of what? A, a metaphor, B, a palindrome, C, spoonerism. You've put spoonerism.
Didn't really know, so I just thought it's not, it doesn't sound like a metaphor, so.
Correct answer is... Spoonerism's right. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right with spoonerism.
Named after the Reverend Spooner.
Thank you. Here's your next question. What spirit is the base for the liqueur Grand Marnier? A, cognac. B, gin. C, whiskey. You've put. Cognac.
I'm not 100% sure on it, so, yeah.
Correct answer is... Cognac is right, well played. Step closer to home, Chase has put. Goes right with cognac. Here's your next question. Who was the first US president to occupy the White House? A, John Adams. B, Thomas Jefferson. C, Andrew Jackson. You've put John Adams.
Yeah. I wish I had a clue on this one, because I've not had a clue on any of the others, but sadly, this is also a complete guess. So, yeah.
Correct answer is... John Adams is right. How jammy is that? step close home. Chase has put. He's clapping. We were so jammy there. Goes right with John Adams. Here's your next question. What fantasy series entered the 2015 Guinness World Records as the most pirated TV show? A, Game of Thrones. B, True Blood. C, Doctor Who. You've put Game of Thrones. Do you like Game of Thrones?
I love Game of Thrones.
Do you?
So I'm hoping that this is just gonna bring me one step closer.
Correct answer is. All right, Game of Thrones it is. Step closer home. Chase has put. Goes also with Game of Thrones. Remains the three behind. We are one from home.
Written by George R. R. Martin.
George R. R. Martin, indeed. Not J. R. R. Tolkien, or indeed J. K. R. R. Rowling. But George R. R. Martin, who was the producer of the Beatles records, without the R. R. I'll get me coat. One from home, $5,000. Here's your question. Which of these cities is not a national capital? A, Bangkok. B, Bangalore. C, Bangui. You've put Bangui.
I know A is, so I'm just between B and C. So it was, yeah, let's go for it.
All right. Correct answer is. Staying where you are. Bangalore's the right answer. Chase has put. There goes right with Bangalore.
Bangui is the capital of the Central African Republic, and it's the only capital city which stands on a river which is an anagram of the capital city. It's called the Ubangi River.
Amazing. There you are. Here's the next question. One from home. Good luck. Who is the only non-American to have won all four golfing majors? Ooh. A, Gary Player. B, Bernhard Langer. C, Severiano Ballesteros. You've put Bernhard Langer.
Yeah. Golf is definitely not my strong point, so this was unfortunately just a complete guess.
All right. If this is right, we are through. Correct answer is. Gary Player. Staying where you are. Chase has put. Here he comes. Goes right with Gary Player. Moves to within one.
Okay. One question shootout now, Emily.
Yep.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here's your question. Good luck. Which of these kings is usually depicted in portraits as being clean-shaven? A, Charles I. B, Henry VIII. C, Richard the Third. Right. Charles I, Henry VIII, or Richard the Third?
Mm-hmm.
Right. What are you thinking? What are you going to put? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back. Now, before the break, I asked Emily, which of these kings is usually depicted in portraits as being clean-shaven? Let's see what you've put. Charles I.
Yeah, I just didn't know. I'm pretty sure I see Henry VIII with a beard.
Yeah.
But the other two, I just don't know. And I really wish I did right now.
All right. If Charles I is right, you're through. If it's wrong,
yeah,
you're going to have to take it on the chin. Bearded or not?
Yeah.
You put Charles I to go through with $5,000. The correct answer is. Richard III.
Yeah. Okay.
You think he's got it?
Yeah.
Chase has put. There goes right with Richard III. Oh, we had such a massive chance of getting through.
Yeah.
Chaser.
Richard III, or Crookback Dick, as he was commonly known as.
Crookback Dick, yeah.
Died at the age of 32 and was discovered and then left the car park.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they'd have charged him to being in that car park all that time? You know, sometimes if you can't find any change, sometimes you try and think, I'll get away with it. I'm only nipping out. I mean, he was there for nearly 600 years.
Yeah, but he was a king, so they're not going to charge him, are they?
No, no, fair enough. Yeah. I get it. However, Emily, I'm sorry to say you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you.
All right, next to face the chaser, it's Ruth. Welcome to the show, Ruth.
Hi, Bradley.
From Pontypridd.
That's right.
It's a lovely part of the world, isn't it?
It's lovely, isn't it? Gorgeous. Jones country.
Yeah, it is beautiful indeed. And what is it that you do?
I manage a community home for adults with mental health diagnoses and learning disabilities.
Right, OK. How do you relax?
I love caravanning. I'm a big caravanner.
Have you got your own caravan?
Yeah, we've got our own caravan, a nice six-berth caravan, and we travel right throughout Britain, and we do France, Belgium.
Terrific. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I do love holidaying, not just the caravan, and I'd really love to go to Norway to see the Northern Lights.
Oh, right. Oh, OK, yeah, somewhere I've never been. I'd like to do that as well. OK. All right, Ruth, let's do that. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
All right, I wish you luck, Ruth. Okay. Your time starts now. In 1984, Paul McCartney was awarded the freedom of what city?
Liverpool.
Correct. In maths, what name is given to numbers that can't be divided exactly by two?
Pass.
It's odd numbers. Jacqueline Smith appeared in every episode of what 70s American TV crime series?
Pass.
Charlie's Angels. In 1996, what tea brand launched its pyramid-shaped tea bags?
PG Tips.
Correct. Used for explorers of the Americas, what is the Spanish for conqueror?
Pass.
Conquistador. Sigma's number one hit, Changing, features which female British singer?
Sade.
Paloma Faith. A grommet is a tube inserted during surgery on what organs?
Your ear.
Correct. The Tomb of the Dragon Emperor is the subtitle of the third part of what film series?
Pass.
The Mummy. The Four Marys featured for 43 years in what girls' comic?
Pass.
Bunty. In 1992, America's Jim Courier topped the world rankings in what sport?
Tennis.
Whoa! Just in time, Ruth. Well played. Tennis is the correct answer. £4,000. A caravanning, we must go. Are you ready?
I am, yeah.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Ruth.
Hello, Sean.
I'd forget the Northern Lights if I were you.
Right, okay.
You'd be lucky to see the Blackpool Illuminations.
Let's put some money on the table. £4,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chase will offer you...
£1,000.
If you wish to take a step closer to the Chase, though, he will offer you...
£37,000.
Big money, that, mate.
Wow.
Hey?
Thank you.
Big
Thank
money.
You, yeah.
Have a chat with your team. Dave?
It is big money, but we lost Emily in the last round and we need you back here, so £4,000 for me, I think, we'd better want to go for.
Wayne?
Safe. I think £4,000 would be the best option to go for. You did very good in the cash builder. But he's on form today.
Yeah, indeed. All right, thanks, lads. £37,000. Ruth, what are you thinking?
Very tempting offer. However, I'm going to try for what I've earned.
Going
I'm going
for
to go
the four?
For £4,000.
Yeah, four. No, that's fine. Chaser, four's good.
Of course it's good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of money, by the way. Here we go. Ruth, for £4,000, the chase is on. Good luck to you. Here's your first question. In Finland, which prison set film was called Rita Hayworth, Key to Escape? A, The Shawshank Redemption. B, Escape from Alcatraz. C, The Green Mile. You've put The Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. Looking at it now, and looking at the phrase Key to Escape, I'm kind of guessing it was B.
Correct answer is... It is indeed The Shawshank Redemption. Wow. Step close to home. Chaser has put... Goes with The Shawshank Redemption. Here's your next question. Noted for using other species to work for them, the slave maker is a variety of which insect? A, ant. B, beetle. C, wasp. You've put beetle.
Yeah. Yeah, ants, they work together as a team in a colony. Wasps, beetle. I think it's beetle.
Correct answer is? I think you're right. No. You're staying where you are. Ants, the right answer. Chase has put. Goes right with ant. Very good.
Well, logically, it must be ant.
Why? Ants are tiny, beetles are bigger, right? So it's like me saying to the beast, can't you do this for me? He's going to go, look at the size of me. You turn it in, on you go, on your bike. Not that ants ride bikes. I'm not saying that. I mean, they'd be very tiny bikes if they did, but that's got nothing to do with it.
Have you quite finished?
Here's the next question. In the novel The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, who had but one eye? A, Cowardly Lion, B, Dorothy, C, Wicked Witch of the West. You've put Wicked Witch of the West. Is this a guess?
Absolute guess, yeah.
Correct answer is... Hey, well played you. Step closer to home. Wicked Witch of the West is right. Chase has put. Also goes right. Here's your next question. Roughly what percentage of the Earth's surface is covered by water? A, 50%, B, 60%, C, 70%. You've put 70%.
Yeah, I think it's a lot.
Correct answer is? You're right, well played. 70% it is. Step closer to home, Chase has put. 70%. Here's the next question. Two from home, keep going. Whose version of Unchained Melody sold the most copies in the UK? A, Gareth Gates, B, Robson and Jerome, C, The Righteous Brothers. You've put Robson and Jerome.
Yeah, I remember them being on the TV show Soldier Soldier and they sang it in the actual show, didn't they? And I think it was like a phenomenal hit for some reason.
Correct answer is... Get in, well played. Step closer to home, Chase has put. Goes wrong with Gareth Gates. Right, guess what? If you get this right, Ruth, we'd have had two shots at 37 grand. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Played well, mate. You played good, yeah? Here's your question. In the naval toast, which four words used to be the response to wives and sweethearts? A, we love them all. B, you always need them. Or C, may they never meet. You've put, may they never meet.
Sounds like something that Navy lads, girl in every port, quite possibly. I don't know.
to go through with $4,000, the correct answer is... Brilliant. Yeah, good, true, though. Chaser.
Well played, Ruth. Thank you in the final chase,
dude. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, Ruth. Yeah, great. Well done, mate. Yeah, tremendous. Well done. Yeah, and up to 7K. Brilliant stuff. Well done.
Brilliant.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good. As I say, two good players got through. Dangerous Dave's next.
Dangerous Dave, he calls him. Is he dangerous? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Last up, it's Dave, or Dangerous Dave now, absolutely, according to the chaser. How dangerous are you, Dave?
Very dangerous. He should be worried.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a radio presenter now.
Ah.
North Yorkshire.
Oh, well, that is now your new tag, Dangerous Dave now. That, once your listeners see you on this show, you'll be Dangerous Dave forever, trust me. All right, what do you get up to in your spare time?
Spare time, I love horse racing. I've loved horse racing since I was this high.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I go to the racing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a big gambler.
No, fair enough. Well, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Buy a horse.
Ah, well, then let's get you a share in a horse or maybe a horse. Good luck, mate. Yep. I wish you well. Are you ready, Dangerous?
I am ready.
Your time starts now. US women's size 879 sandals are worn by what New York statue?
Statue of Liberty.
Correct. What US TV medical drama derives its name from a reference book?
Pass.
Grey's Anatomy. What sauce is the base ingredient of a Japanese wafu dressing?
Vinegar.
Soy sauce. In America, the Breeders' Cup races are contested in what sport?
Horse racing.
Correct. Which future Prime Minister gave birth to twins in August 1953?
Margaret Thatcher.
Correct. What pop band released the album Present for Everyone before splitting up?
Take That.
Busted. The phrase Shiver My Timbers was used by Robert Louis Stevenson in what novel?
Treasure Island.
Correct. What internet browser was formerly called Firebird?
Google.
Firefox. What title is given to a married woman in German-speaking countries?
Frau.
Correct. The musicals The King and I and Chess were both set in what city?
Saigon.
No. Bangkok. Thailand. Siam.
Yeah.
Very good, though, Dave. £5,000. Really good, really good. Time to face the chaser.
You weren't as dangerous as I thought, Dave.
You don't think so?
It's still too good for me to let you go through, though.
Let's put some money on the table. Nothing wrong with £5,000, by the way.
Oh, no.
If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
-£1,000.
Minus one. Right. If you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, though, he will offer you...
£38,000.
Have a chat with your team, then. Ruth.
Oh, Dave, what an offer. No doubt if you went for the 38 that you would get it, but... stick with a five, come back to us, let's get a result.
Thanks, Ruth. Wayne.
I thought that was a very good cash builder, and the multiple choice section is a bit easier, so I think you should go for the 38. Bring it all back here.
Five. Brilliant. Nice one, Wayne. All right, he's joking. Or is he? Dangerous, what are you going to do? Minus one, five, or 38 grand?
Five and seven make 12, which divides nicely between three of us.
Yes.
I'll go for five.
£5,000 it is. Thank you, Chaser.
All right, Dangerous, let's do this, mate.
Let's do this indeed. Right, Dangerous Dave, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate, good luck. Here we go. Let's see if we can get three through to the final. Here's your first question. Which of these footballers played at a FIFA World Cup? A, George Best. B, Kenny Dalglish. C, Ryan Giggs. You've put Kenny Dalglish.
That's right.
Yeah. Correct answer is... Unbelievable. How much would they have been worth on the world stage? Chase has put... Amazing.
In 1974. Scored in 1978 against Holland and in 1982.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these films is not a teen movie? A, American Pie. B, American Graffiti. C, American Hustle. You've put American Hustle.
That's right.
OK. Correct answer is... Goes right with American Hustle. Step closer home. Well done. Chase has put... Also goes with American Hustle, yeah.
With Amy Adams and Christian Bale, and that was nominated for the Best Picture Oscar in 2014.
OK, thank you. Here's your next question. A baron of beef usually consists of a double what? A, brisket. B, sirloin. C, T-bone. You've put... T-bone.
Well, I like my steaks. I like my... dining out, etc. But I don't think I've had a baron of beef.
All right. Correct answer is... It's sirloin. Chase has put... Goes right with sirloin. Here's your next question. Chase is two behind with three from home. The first five Roman emperors belonged to what dynasty? A, Julio-Claudians. B, Augusto-Tiberians. Or C, Nero Caligulans. You've put... Tough question, this. Julio Claudians.
They're all emperors, aren't they? Julius Caesar, Augustus, Nero.
Correct answer is... Gotta be. Gotta be. No, it's gotta be that. Yeah, it had to be that. Step closer to home. Well done. Chase has put... Yeah, goes right, Julio Claudians. Remains the two behind. Here's the next question. In 1996, who said, My project will be complete when the Labour Party learns to love Peter Mandelson. A, Gordon Brown. B, Tony Blair. C, John Major. You've put Tony Blair.
Labour man, as was Mandelson.
Indeed. Correct answer is... Well played, Blair it is. Step closer to home, Chase has put. Goes right with Blair. Stays within 2-1 from home.
Couldn't have been Gordon Brown because Gordon Brown and Peter Mandelson were poles apart, although Gordon Brown did appoint him as his business secretary in his administration.
Here's your next question. One more and we're through. Good luck. Which of these was the title of a hit single for Rihanna? A, OMG, B, SOS, C, LOL. I wouldn't have a clue. You have put SOS. Do you know this?
No, it's not OMG, I know that, because that's by somebody else, a male artist, because I've played it on the radio and I couldn't tell you who it was. But LOL's just a laugh, isn't it?
Well, listen, you've got two chances of getting through. This to go through with £5,000. Good luck. The correct answer is... Good luck, good luck, good luck. Well played. Very good. Yeah. All right.
I was dreading getting that question, being a DJ.
Oh, yeah, I've got no idea about any of that sort of stuff. Did you get it right?
No, I didn't, actually.
Oh, hey, there you are.
Could have gone for 38.
Well, guess what, Dave? You're definitely dangerous now, aren't
Absolutely.
You? All right, mate, congratulations. You're through to the final, Chase. Alongside Wayne and Ruth, £12,000 as well. That's good. Excellent. Chaser.
Good little team there forming. As I say, you've got wonderful Wayne, brilliant Ruth and dangerous Dave. They could be a danger in the final, Chase.
They will be indeed. How dangerous will Dave be in the final? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Dave, Ruth and Wayne have made it through to the final, Chase, and there's £12,000 in the prize fund. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final, Chase. Set A or set B. The team have selected set...
Set A we selected.
Set A. That, of course, means that our chaser, Sean Wallace, gets set B. Three of you have made it through to the final, Chase. That means you get a three-step head start on the chase. That's quite a big advantage. Please try and make that pay. Dave, Ruth and Wayne, good luck. Your time starts... Now, Calvin's is a nickname for underwear by which designer?
Calvin Klein.
Correct. What country borders both France and Portugal?
Dave.
Spain.
Correct. Reinvention was the sixth world tour of which pop star?
Dave.
Michael Jackson.
Madonna. What was the religion of India's Mughal emperors?
Dave.
Sikhism.
Islam. The papaya fruit is also known by what two-syllable name?
Dave.
Yum yum.
Paw paw. In the 1970s, which national team introduced total football?
Dave.
Spain.
Netherlands. What's half of 52?
26.
Correct. Steve Buscemi played Mr. Pink in what cult film?
Dave. Reservoir Dogs.
Correct. The Russian monarchy collapsed during what war?
Dave.
Crimean.
First World War. Which character in Friends got married three times?
Dave. Ross.
Correct. Incheon Airport serves what Asian capital city?
Dave.
Peking.
Seoul. Humpback and Minky are types of what creature?
Whale.
Correct. The official languages of Tanzania are Swahili and what?
Pass.
English. Who sang lead vocals on the hit I Don't Like Mondays?
Bob Geldof.
Correct. In Shakespeare, who does Antony call a bleeding piece of earth?
Dave.
Pass.
Julius Caesar. What is removed from milk to make skimmed milk?
Dave.
Cream.
Correct. On TV, what was the name of the eagle in The Muppets?
Dave.
The American Bald
Sam, mm-hmm. What surname links American golfers Dustin and Zach?
Pass.
Johnson, what colour is nearest the flagpole on the Irish flag?
Dave.
Orange.
Green. How many Indiana Jones films have screened?
Three.
Four. Members of what emergency service used to carry a truncheon?
Dave.
Police.
Correct. What car company makes the Fiesta van?
Dave.
Ford.
Correct. Which US president served in both World Wars?
Dave.
Eisenhower. Dwight.
Yeah, just in time. OK, 14 steps. I think we'll need some pushbacks, team.
Yes.
But it's been done before, and we can do it again.
Yes, we can.
Yes?
We can.
All right. It's time to bring back the chaser. been done before.
Of course it's been done. That's why I take nothing for granted.
You bet. Now, remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they push him back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. Melton Mowbray is famously associated with what meat pies?
Pork pies.
Correct. Which royal is the paternal grandmother of Isla Phillips?
The Queen.
Stop the clock.
Princess Anne's daughter, so it would
Captain be... Mark Phillips' mum. Shamkid, is it Mrs. Shamkid?
I wouldn't know, if that's the answer you want me to give.
Go on, say it.
Say it.
Mrs. Shamkid.
Mrs. Shandkid.
He's wrong, it's Princess Anne.
Oh.
Overthinking. Here we go. Chaser, your time starts again now. What was Roger Moore's first Bond film?
Live and Let Die.
Correct. Which children's author created the journalist Rita Skeeter?
Roald Dahl.
Stop the clock.
Isn't it Dr. Seuss, maybe? Rita Skeeter, it sounds like a name he might come up with.
Okay.
Yeah?
I got that.
Need an answer, please.
We're going to say Dr. Seuss.
Is wrong. Correct answer is J.K. Rowling.
Oh.
Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, the word saboteur comes from what language?
French.
Correct. Finlandia is a brand of what alcoholic spirit?
Gin.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Gin, vodka, brandy. I don't think it's a vodka.
What do you want to go with?
Brandy. Need an answer, team.
Brandy.
We're going to go with brandy.
It's Red. Vodka.
Oh.
Big, massive brand. Here we go. Your time starts again now. What's 3/5 of 25?
15.
Correct. What Welsh band released the 2014 album Futurology?
Stereophonics.
Stop the clock.
Welsh band. Manic Street Preachers.
Yeah.
Manic Street Preachers.
At last!
Oh.
The Manic Street Preachers is correct. We push the chaser back. 11 now required to catch the team. 1 minute and 24 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. The term grinder is used for what type of tooth?
Molar.
Correct. Which EastEnders character was killed in April 2014?
Phil Mitchell.
Stop the clock.
Lucy Beale.
Lucy Beale, Bradley.
Correct. Lucy Beale is right. We push the chaser back. 11 now required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. In The Winter's Tale, Antigonus is killed by what animal?
A bear.
Correct. A musher drives what type of winter transport?
Sled.
Correct. Which Italian astronomer first observed the moon's craters?
Galileo Galilei.
Correct. What American film company made the Herbie films?
Disney.
Correct. During which conflict did the Battle of Bunker Hill take place?
The US War of Independence.
Correct. What TV series features a time-travelling police call box?
Doctor Who.
Correct. Ramon and Raul are the brothers of which famous Cuban?
Fidel Castro.
Correct. What country hosted the 1962 FIFA World Cup?
Chile.
Correct. Palermo is the largest city on what Italian island?
Sicily.
Correct. What band had a hit song in the 80s with Wild Boys?
Pass.
Stop the clock. Oh!
Duran Duran.
Oh!
Duran Duran.
Correct. Duran Duran it is. Three. We push the chaser back. It's now three to catch. One more pushback. We're right back in it. Chaser, your time starts again now. What battery brand is known for its copper-coloured top?
Duracell.
Correct. What Japanese alcoholic drink is often called rice wine?
Sake.
Correct. Which King of England married his sister-in-law?
Henry VIII.
Correct.
That was a...
Six opportunities to push back, three executed. Just needed one more. However, team, great playing alongside you. Thoroughly enjoyed your company, but I have to take away the £12,000 and tell you that Dave, Ruth and Wayne, you have been caught and viewed the chase is finally over. Chaser.
What a class act those three are. Really gave me a run for their money.
Yeah. Good game, wasn't it?
I like you, Wayne. And you, Ruth. Dangerous? Fantastic, mate. But at the end of the day, it's just another day at the office.
Just another day at the office. I thought it was a close-run thing. However, he catches my team with 12 seconds remaining and they go home empty-handed. So... if you think you're dangerous, could you come and take money from a chaser? Yeah, we'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. potato.